Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, fellow GWA friends and masturbators. So since I'm relatively new, I thought your heavy metal lover could answer a few questionnaires that I found on the wonderful and friendly GWA backstage site. So, I've had my evening medicine. Pardon the life sounds in the background as I'm doing this in my office and not in my bed somewhere. So, yeah, let's do Poppadin's questionnaire. Some sexy questions for sexy Redditors. I would hope to consider myself one. So, what made me first go on GWA? One night, I was a little buzzed, and I thought, you know, like, erotic audio would be something really cool to maybe just relax or, like, bliss out to, kind of drift off into a nice medically induced sleep. So I just Googled erotic audio, and it was, like, the first thing that came up. And I'm like, oh, Reddit, wow, cool. I listened to a few female ones. And then I'm like, you know, okay, this is kind of cool. Like, this is relaxing, ASMR-y. Awesome. But, hey, I mean, I have a voice. I'm a pervert. I think I could do this. So, like, you know, I lurked around maybe for just a few days, figured out all of, like, the tagging rules, and, you know, went to validate myself, tried four times, and yeah, here I am. Here I am today just cranking out content. I mean, it does help that I am like a sexually compulsive fucking lust robot cunt slut. That does help, but, you know, I don't know. It was so easy. You know, guys, I don't think I chose GWA. I think it chose me. Also, you know, another thing, I think that hopefully, you know, if there is a human history, I mean, maybe it's a little too philosophical for, you know, audio porn, but if there is a history, like a human history, like in hundreds or thousands of years, you know, hopefully all of our data is still here. And I could be known as someone who just helps spread the best gift in the world, orgasms. I was able to help people come, you know, it could be tens, hundreds, thousands, you know, who knows what's going to happen? Millions. If, you know, we colonize space, like billions of people on different planets, like in 2,000 years, you know, jerking it to my stuff. That'd be cool. I guess also I kind of have a performance bet. Like I sing a little bit. I play some music. You know, none of it really, really well. I used to play, you know, guitar and bass, and I had some injuries in my left hand, and I didn't play for a while, and kind of like lost the momentum there, and got busy with work. So now I sing, I karaoke, I do fun stuff. But, like, this is a really cool way to get out some of my cunt, slut, sex energy and maybe, like, perform a little bit. And, hey, you know, there's the validation of that little orange notification of someone saying they like what you did. And hopefully they, you know, masturbated furiously to it. There's that one. Most common misconceptions about me in real life. So, okay. So, like, I'm a t-shirt and jeans kind of dude, like, Midwestern dude, family was white trash, you know, t-shirts and jeans, like I said, I have two pretty much, like, full sleeve tattoos, you know, although, you know, I'm like, a pretty successful career person, you know, and I find myself, you know, or, I don't find myself, that's, sorry, a little, like I said, post-work medicine, happy hour, you know, I think I'm a pretty sharp, affable, charming, you know, person. But I kind of like look like just a douchey bro, I think. And like people, if you look at me just in passing, you'd think I'm some kind of like moron. When I think I've done all right for myself. I've got two cats. I think you heard one just meowing in the background. But ultimately, I think, tattoos and all that stuff, that just goes away after I whip someone's ass at, like, trivia. So, like, the invitation stands for anyone who would like to, in a totally non-erotic way, play me a Trivial Pursuit, like via Skype. Like, I'll whip your ass. I'm like 9,001 at Trivial Pursuit. So, like, if your game is strong, male, female, whomever, all comers, come at me. My three favorite body parts of myself and ones to look for in a partner. I guess, for better and worse. I mean, I don't know if you can count this. I don't know if this is something that is kind of a cop out, but I think my brain, because my brain's hooked to my tongue, and like my brain tells my tongue what to do. So my brain being first, my second is my tongue. If you listen to my audio, I keep it pretty authentic. And then, like, maybe not me. Like I don't necessarily like them that much, but I'd have to say, like, my hands. My hands are pretty big, like pretty wide. Like, if I go, just like I stretch them out, thumb to thumb, it's a little over like 2 octaves on your standard like 88 key piano. So I can, grab someone, toss them around a little bit. What do I look for in a partner? I mean, like, first, like, yeah, okay, I'm a guy, like, tits and ass and whatever. But I mean, like, really, the first thing you see is someone's face. Like, legit. Like, you go on a date with someone, like, they walk in the door, you see their face. And then behind that face, like, their brain. If someone is just, like, dim-witted or, vacuous, that's, like, the biggest, like, boner kill for me ever. Like, face and brain. Not to sound and not to sound like I'm one of those guys who likes, who demands women get all dolled up and stuff like that. Like, no makeup is cool. Like, you're beautiful just the way you are, everyone. But if anyone, can do like a really nice, like, eye, like really dark eye makeup, pair it well with, like, the right shade of lipstick, like, that's really, really hot. That's something, like, it doesn't have to be a lot of makeup, but just, someone who knows what they're doing. That's really attractive. Okay, if I could have sex with any fictional character, who would it be and why? Fiction. Well, I don't know if, like, the ancient Sumerian and Babylonian religions have been disproven by science. I don't think they have a lot of followers now. I'm not, like, I'm not seeing any, like, Babylonian megachurch ads on. So I would have to say, like, Ishtar. Like, Ishtar was, like, the Babylonian goddess of, like, sex and war. So, like, she fucks, like, oh my God, just like a literal, like, fucking demon beast out of hell. Like, isn't that the ultimate deluxe experience? And like, it's kind of funny too, I guess, on a deeper level, she's like the goddess of, like, sex and war and, like, victory. So, I mean, you can kind of tell she was, like, when people were making up their religion, like, all these dudes thought up, like, the perfect woman, this, like, violent sex beast, and she became a pretty popular one. So I would have sex with her. If anything else, I'll default to Christina Hendricks in Drive. She's, yeah, if you're a man and you don't want to have sex with that woman, that's a shame. What immediately turns me off on a date? Like, really, people who just can't hold conversation. Like, if the attraction or the spark's not there, like, I can have a good time, or I can be your friend. Like, if we can just, connect on an intellectual level. So that's really what's most important to me. Like, if for some reason you or I, like, we don't like the way each other look, or like you just catch my foul stench and like you don't think you want to get any closer, if we can at least have a nice conversation, over a drink or something, dinner. Yeah, I think we can probably have a nice time. Pretentious people, like, I don't know, I'm a younger person, early 30s. So, like people who really just, pretend to have some academic interest in something just for the sake of it. Like, okay, guys, like I'm all about a Wagnerian Götterdämmerung happening, but I'm just not like that into opera. I'm never gonna get into it. Like, I'm not into it. I respect the hell out of those people. Like, I can karaoke, but I can't do that stuff. Like, unless it's a documentary, like about drug abuse and Fast Times in like the opera performance world, and the singing is just an ancillary part. Like, I'm just not gonna be about it. That's just like, I'm a simple person, guys. I'm really simple. Am I more of a sub, a dom, or neither way inclined? This one, so I'm inclined like both ways, I guess. Being the Ishtar worshiper that I am, like the hottest like sex for me involves like give and take and power and submission and control, like like two animals like fighting over the last like antelope carcass. I mean, like just that level of I'm not a violent person. I'm actually kind of a pretty like sweet person, in bed and otherwise, but like just that level of give and take, and I don't know if you call that like micro switching or something. I don't know. I don't like to paint myself into a corner. I don't like to necessarily most of the time like play a role. I like to see where the morning, afternoon, or evening takes us. What are the main qualities to look for in a good dessert, edible or otherwise? So, like, is this judging a dessert? Like a pastry kind of like competition thing? Because I don't know, I'm not a good baker. Baking is really hard. Like that's really scientific stuff. I'm not good at it. I think what I look for in dessert, the dessert is just like, just keep your pastries flaky and buttery. Your cakes, like what, moist and fluffy. Keep your flans. I don't know shit about that. Flany. May your flans always look like the emoji flan. So that's what your flans should be looking like, I guess. That and I like chocolate. What do I appreciate about my favorite GWA poster? Double puppeting points if you're brave enough to name them. Okay, so Baphomet, she does this audio, like you're her girl on the side audio. I think it's like your girl on the side, her girl on the side, where she does this like, I don't know how many of you folks like know like the character Poppy. Just YouTube, like go to YouTube or Google Poppy, and it's this whole like character, but it's a big art experiment. And like Baphomet does this Poppy, like degenerate Poppy character that's like a reflection of a married man's desire for like an emotional fuck toy. And she like nails that character. I don't really know if it's like full on erotica or it's some kind of like subversive social commentary. Maybe it's both. Like if it's one, if it's just erotica, it's a really, really hot audio. If it's like erotica and like some kind of like underlying social commentary, that's extra hot because you are extra, extra brainy girl. Okay. And then on a positive note, what's something to be excited about in your life right now? Well, At work, I just got done with like a 22-month slog of a project, and that's wrapping up. I'm getting both of my arms pretty much finished and filled in this year, so I'll have full sleeves. Okay, well that I guess was this one, and we'll go on to the next. So GWA folks, GWA backstage friends, collaborators, and masturbators, your heavy metal lover signing off. Talk to you soon, lovelies.